Today is Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is U.S. Bowling League Day. It's also National Another Look Unlimited Day, whatever that means. And last but not least, it's National Welsh Rarebit Day. For those of you who don't know what Welsh Rarebit is, I don't really like the answers on this website, so let's just do this. What is Welsh Rarebit? Welsh Rarebit, also known as Welsh Rabbit, is a traditional British dish that consists of a savory sauce made from melted cheese and other ingredients poured over toasted bread. Despite its name, it doesn't involve any rabbit. The cheese sauce typically includes ingredients like beer or ale, mustard, Worcester sauce, or as we would say, Worcestershire sauce, and butter, all melted together with the cheese. The mixture is then spread over slices of toast and often grilled until bubbly and golden brown. It's a rich, flavorful dish that is usually served as a snack, light meal, or even as part of a hearty breakfast. Some variations might include additional toppings like tomatoes or a poached egg. It sounds kind of like, well, in the South, I don't know if that's just a South thing, but growing up, we would have cheese toast. But cheese toast would mean taking a piece of white bread or a couple of pieces of white bread, putting one slice of Kraft singles on that sliced bread, and then putting it under a broiler until it got bubbly and a little bit brown. And it would toast the edges of the bread, and then the middle would be, and then you eat it. You have to wait a little bit because that cheese gets super hot. And you will have like some volcanic lava cheese on the roof of your mouth if you're not careful. Yeah, so it is, today as I'm recording this, it is still Labor Day. And we are just hanging out and relaxing, doing nothing. You know, I know I told you guys I wasn't really going to be doing anything because I've got the trip to Los Angeles and I've also got the trip to Greece. And so Mark and I have been finalizing our plans for that. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to bid on any room upgrades. There are no suites available when I go to the bidding page, there are no suites listed. So I assume they do have suites on this ship, so they must already be sold. And we did an inner room. We've never done an inner room, ever. I've never been in an inner room on a cruise ship. But I was like, you know what? We're doing two cruises this year. Let's save money. And when we were going to Norway, before Norway, I said, okay, well, I'm going to, for Norway, since we're splurging on the Norway trip, I'm going to bid on a suite. And so I did, but we did not win that bid. So now the question is, well, we didn't win that bid. So should I bid on an upgrade on the Greece cruise or just save the money? And there are no suites available. So, but there are ocean view, there's balcony, there's the inner room that has a fake balcony where it's basically a TV bolted to the wall that has curtains to make it look like a window. And there's also a room that has a view that you see the promenade. You have a window that looks out into the promenade of the ship. But Mark said, why would we want to see people out our window? And I was like, well, it's a window. So at least you don't feel like you're, you know, in a box, but, you know, with no windows. And there's a balcony room, but none of those are, you know, we've done balcony rooms before. So I don't know. I cannot decide so I'm still thinking about it. But we did finalize our Athens hotel and our Rome hotel. So that was good. So now we've just got last minute little details. It's, are we going to book any restaurant reservations before we go? So in Greece or, you know, in any of the stops, the cruise ship stops, or in Greece, Athens once we're there, or even in Rome for that first night. But probably not, but we're going to look and just see if there's anything we're interested in booking. And then the other question is train tickets, because there will be a couple of times where we need a train, mainly in Rome. We need a train from the airport to Rome, to Termini station. No, Roma Termini or so. I don't know. Whatever. The train station. So that we, because that's where we're staying. We decided we could have stayed at the port city, which is Civitavecchia, I think is how you pronounce it. But anyway, regardless, we could stay there, but it's just a port. It's a small town, just a port town, basically. And so at night, they, you know, we read that there wouldn't be as many restaurants open or shops or things to do or whatever, which is probably fine, but we just weren't sure. So we decided, okay, we'll stay in a hotel in Rome, but close to the train station. So we can walk, you know, 3 or 4 minutes to the train station, get on a train and go to Civitavecchia for the, you know, for the cruise ship leaving. I arrive around 5 p.m. on one day, and then the next day at 5 p.m. is when the cruise ship departs, although check-in normally starts around noon. So we'll get up, have breakfast, and then go get on a train. So we're not going to be doing much in Rome. And the rest of the weekend, we kind of, I don't remember how far I got, but Saturday, got up and done did a bunch of stuff. We played Pokemon. So I got my run out, or my walk out of the way, my Peloton out of the way, mowed the lawn. We played Pokemon, and then we went for Restaurant of the Week that evening. And we had Logan's Steakhouse, because I can get a good quality steak, and they have a really good strawberry. It's a grape, strawberry, feta cheese, pecans salad. It's kind of like a sweet salad, and it's good. So I got that as my side, and then I got a sweet potato. I think I already talked about that, but I'm breezing through this. And then yesterday or Sunday, I did play an orchestra. And then I go to order food. I ordered food at KFC on the app. And it's a fairly new KFC. And I pull up to the KFC. The app is telling me that the food is ready. And I go in. And KFC has these shelves where they put your order, but they have turned the shelf so that you can't just take the order off of the shelf. They have to hand it to you. A lot of the KFCs, you can just walk up and grab your food from the shelf and you're done. I don't know if they're having problems at that location with people stealing food. I don't know, but they turn the shelf so you can't. So the lady was helping someone else, so I waited in line, and when he was done, she says, "How can I help you, sir?" And I say, "Yeah, I'm here to pick up a mobile order. The app is telling me it's ready." And she's like, "Okay, sure. What's the name?" And I said, "Adam Burns." And she looks and she says, "I don't have anything for Adam Burns. Did you maybe reserve it at a different location?" And I said, "Well, it's this address. Is that the correct address for this store?" And she's like, "Yes, that's our address." And I said, "Well, I ordered it here." She said, "Well, I don't have anything." And her tone of voice, her attitude was just like, "Well, I don't know what you want me to do, sir. I don't have an Adam Burns order." And I said, "Well, I'm looking at the app right here. I clearly placed the order 10 minutes ago. It is telling me it's ready. The address is correct. So, you know, I did. I don't... Okay, you don't have it, but I did place an order." And so she looks at her computer. She acts like she is just so inconvenienced. So she looks at her computer screen. She says, "Oh, I see an Adam B here. Did you have an 8-piece chicken bucket or whatever, family?" And I'm like, "Nope, no, I did not." And she says, "Well, that's what I've got here." The whole time she's acting like it's on her computer screen is 100% correct, and I am in the wrong somehow. Even though the app on my phone is telling me that the food is ready, it is at this location. And then she goes, oh, wait a minute, there's another Adam here. She said, did you have a two-piece, whatever? I was like, yes, that is mine. She says, well, that's already been picked up. But again, her tone of voice, she is like so accusatory towards me, like I have done something wrong. And she's like, well, that's showing already picked up. And I said, well, you saw me walk in. Like, I just walked in. I've showed you that the order is on my phone. And I have not picked up food. You know, I don't know who picked it up, but it wasn't me. And she is just acting incredulous. Like, I have just inconvenienced her so bad. Oh my, I was so, but I don't like to throw fits. I mean, I really don't. So she says, well, we'll remake it then. Fine. You know, basically that was her tone of voice. And so they remade the food. I think what happened was Mark thinks she was lying about the other Adam B, but I think maybe someone else with the name Adam did have an order, came to pick it up, and they gave them everything that was under Adam. I don't know. Like, I'm not really sure, but I was so mad at the way she was treating me. And they remade it. She didn't even bring it out. Somebody else brought it out. No apologies. It was clearly their fault. Like, they had given my food to someone else. And yet, no apologies, no nothing. But I didn't say anything. I just left. Nothing. They just set it on the counter, didn't even say anything to me. I was so mad. I was so mad. And I did get an email survey from KFC later, so I may fill that out, and I don't think it'll do any good, but I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.